Disclaimer: this show is to be ingested for comedic purposes only. Nothing you hear on this show is serious, except when it is.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the first episode of Bullshit.
It, the show where everything's made up and the points don't matter. That's right, the points are just like a silent movie to Valkyrie Celeste. Yep, it doesn't matter.
That's horrible. Anyway.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's... Oh, look, okay. Next time, we'll make fun of Richelieu. Is that better?
Okay, that's much better. Go Team Star.
Yay.
Anyway, I'm really excited for this episode. Are you excited, Moniker Silent?
Oh, very excited, Spaz Kate.
Well, guess what?
What?
Nobody auditioned.
What?
Nobody auditioned. We put up the audition thread.
Yes, we did.
We gave them enough time to submit. Very generous deadline and all.
Very generous, yeah.
And still, nobody submitted. Why? Why not? This show is awesome. It is you. What is wrong with people? It makes me want to scream.
Holy crap. Oh, give. Calm down, Spaz. Oh, gosh. Shh. Shh. It's okay. It's okay. Calm down. Okay. So, yeah. Apparently we, nobody really auditioned. Though we did get a lot of excuses, it seems. Like, everyone kept telling us just how much they wanted to audition and then explaining to us why they didn't. So, you know, the fact that you didn't audition for this show, your excuses had better be pretty damn good.
Yeah.
And we're going to listen to these excuses, yeah, and judge for ourselves in just a moment.
Yeah. But before we do that, there's one teeny tiny thing to settle.
Yep.
Usually when people don't submit, they don't get on the show for some strange reason. But that's not the case here.
That's right. We're going against the mainstream. And you know what that means? Well, do you?
No.
Oh. It means all of you are through. That's right. Spoilers! All of you who sent in excuses why you didn't audition for this show, your punishment is to be on this show anyway. But don't let your guard down. No, don't let it down. You might get through auditions. In fact, you did just get through auditions. Haha. But when the show starts, there will be cuts. So, in your face. Nyeh.
Yeah. Nyeh.
Nyeh.
Yeah.
Anyway, some of you are probably wondering what this show is about. Why don't you tell them, Spaz?
Oh, I think I will, Moniker. This show is about basically lying.
Yeah.
Huge, bold-faced lies.
Yeah, very bold-faced.
Not italicized.
Yeah.
Yes. We want you to lie through your teeth.
Your teeth, yeah.
Like that Lady Gaga song. Be as ridiculous as a refrigerator with wings. Or as subtle as a graceful ballerina.
What?
Yes. But it doesn't end there. Because once you tell one lie, then you have to tell another lie. And keep lying in order to cover up for that first lie. And then you keep going and going and going and going like that Energizer bunny. And soon enough, you end up in a tangle of lies that need to rely on one another. Lying begins... I'm not the articulate one in this duo. Lying begins lying, people.
That's right. And this is what our show is about. Each week, as we give you new scenarios, we want you to build upon the lie you told the week before, which in turn was built upon the lie from the week before that, until finally you have constructed us... Stop coughing, I'm talking.
I'm sorry, I'm dying.
No, you're not allowed to die.
No. I can't host this show with you, Moniker. I'm dead.
Oh. Oops. Yeah. Okay, Dylan. It looks like I'm going to have to withdraw this submission for.
Wait! No! You must carry on the legacy.
Okay. Where were we?
Generic dead noises.
We want you to build upon the lie that you told the week before, which in turn was built upon the lie from the week before that, until finally you have constructed us the most amazingly ludicrous narrative possible. And at that point, when you have the most ludicrous possible narrative you can, just lie after lie after lie, all tied together, the real question becomes, which one of you can bullshit the most?
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. So, shall we listen to the excuses for tonight?
I guess.
And we will judge them.
Harshly.
Rawr.
All right. Now, I don't know if this... I feel like this was scripted. I don't know, because I just got done saying I like you guys when you're bantering, but this one... Just, I feel like you didn't have a point to what you were saying, and you just were kind of talking. And, like, if you don't have a point to focus on, it just drags on and gets kind of boring. I think it's because, like, Moniker is such a warm and funny person and, like, just really quick-witted and genuine. But, like, when he's scripted, it doesn't come off that well as well. Like, you're just so much better off the cuff. Then again, I don't know if that this was scripted. I think the first part was. And by the time, again, you got to the second part, it was just like, you didn't really have a point to what you were doing. And I know you explained the rules and they sounded cool, but I kind of stopped listening.
Like, there was one part where they, like, got to this part where they were, like, explaining what the show is going to be. And I was like, oh, cool, okay.
Yeah.
And then I was like, done with this after that moment. I was like, why does this need to still be happening?
The show sounds cool, but the intro...
That was the show.
Yeah, like, I didn't understand, like, what the point was.
Yeah.
You know what? Unfortunately, and this is the problem with, you know, a team submitting more than one thing, this is literally the same mistake they made on the other one.
Yeah.
So it's not like they had a chance to hear anybody give them the feedback of, wait, don't do that.
But on the plus side, they can't get eliminated twice tonight. So
that is true.
In one form or another, they will be around next week.
It's kind of hedging your bet.
I don't
brevity,
know.
Guys. Brevity.
Yeah, this intro wasn't for me. I like the show idea, but the intro, I couldn't listen to this every week.
Yeah, I seriously thought that they could do so much better.
Well, I think, like, also, like, if you have, if you have the actual contestant stuff, you know more what you're going to say. It's hard probably to do an intro for a show that doesn't exist, and I get that. But just focus on one point and say, and just, it needs to be a lot shorter than this. Don't need to explain what the show is, because you would have already done that in the thread, or if you do explain it shortly and give us the gist. Don't explain, like, don't go that in depth with it.
Yeah, exactly. I agree with that.
But I did like what I heard, where you have to keep building on the same lie. I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, I think that was what they said. But, like, it's the problem with this for me is that, like, it's just so hard to pay attention when they're talking for that long.
Yeah, I have that problem frequently with certain other people, too. Should we,
I'm sorry, what?
That was mean.
Anybody else have anything else they want to say?
I'm sorry, what? Talking forever.
You have anything else you want to say about this?
No.
Okay. Next up is Theater Nut's first submission for But Seriously, folks.
All right.
Bonjour.
That's fun. Breathe, Mrs. Johnson. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Hi, everybody. Nice to be here. My name is Baby. What's yours? Pip that never played Risk when he was a kid.
Been walking around in Chester and ShopRite, and I'll just hear from, like, another aisle.
I'd like to tell you that I have Tourette syndrome, but I don't. I'm just f***ing dirty.
I mean, that's funny.
They're so excited for you.
Aha!
It's
time.
Are you ready?
We've been trying to kill you for ages.
For But Seriously, folks, the new comedy show of VH.
Get ready to laugh till you're sore.
You got to roll.
Because this is...
But Seriously, folks, I'm your host, Dizzy.
And I'm Flint. Now let's get this show on the road.
Okay, this was almost the other extreme where this was too short and gave me nothing.
Yeah.
Seriously.
The only parts you recorded were like, I'm Flynn and I'm Mega Dizzy, and that was it.
Yeah, I wish that you had less of the comedy stuff. Like, I thought it was really, really, really good at... the beginning, like, it was like, oh, this is so cool. They're using, like, people from, like, right. sketch comedy, like, stand-up comedy, etc. Like, and they're putting it in. That's awesome. But I think you did that for too long. I think you guys speaking should have come in sooner. And I think that you should have been a little bit more talkative. Because, yeah, all you basically said was Flynn and Megan Dizzy and, haha, but seriously, folks. Okay, starting. And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it got me excited, but then it didn't give me information. Because I think the important thing about an intro is to, like, get people really interested in what you're doing, but then also, like, give them what they're going to listen to. So, like,
right.
So, like, Russ and Meredith did a really good job with this because they were like, we're happy and excited, haha, beards, and this is what we're going to do. Like, these emotions, this challenge, blah, blah, blah. Okay, up first is, like, whatever, like, or, you know, let's get started. And I think... that you guys were missing the, like, this is what we're going to do. But you had the, like, catch.
Yeah, I agree. I have there wasn't a lot to say about that. Yeah, man, that was, like,
yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, like, really great. Like, you.
And now I feel kind of bad about what I said about Bright, about the whole, like, don't say what, you know, what the specific round is, because... maybe he was right to do this. Now that I'm listening more.
This is the total opposite extreme.
Yeah.
So now, no matter what we say, we're contradicting ourselves.
I know.
Don't do what they did, and don't do what they did. Be somewhere in the middle of these two.
I was very impressed with the mixing, though.
I was
as
too.
Far as like as far as your ability to seamlessly put all those clips together. I can't imagine how many clips you listened to come up with that.
Yeah, and like if I was already involved. Like invested in the show, this would have been an epic intro, but
yeah,
this is like the first intro, the first thing I'm gonna hear.
Yeah,
give me anything. Like normally on an intro you're like, and tonight we're gonna be doing this and this, where like I don't think if this was a legit intro you would just be like, I'm Flynn and I'm Mega Dizzy, and then just start the show.
Although I'm gonna disagree slightly. I didn't think it was that bad. I think if you shortened it by maybe 15 seconds, I mean really you didn't have to cut it dramatically. I was kind of watching the clock because I was curious how long the thing was. It was only about 45 seconds of that before Flynn came in. So, and I was still entertained by it as we were going through. So I was still listening, no, but
my qualm,
but if you let it go too long, people don't know what's going on anymore.
My qualm wasn't with the amount of time before they started talking; it was the amount of time they actually spent talking.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Well, but like, see, if I that but was 15 I think seconds. That like I think that if they had spent like if they had spent too much time talking. Two, it would have dragged. I think that if they... Okay, sorry. I'm trying to organize my thoughts. I think that if they had talked the amount that we wanted them to talk, the amount of, like, comedy stuff at the beginning would have made it drag. That's what I mean.
I don't know. I disagree. I think that if somebody... If you're interesting, you're interesting. If you're not... I mean...
Yeah.
I think that I liked the comedy stuff in the beginning. And I think if it was like a full episode, like an hour long or something, the comedy stuff would have been about the right time. I mean, it kind of puts you in the mood for what you're going to hear.
Right.
I imagine most of the auditions for this show are going to be a huge letdown compared to what you hear at the beginning for like brilliant comedians. And then like,
yeah, you know,
Michelle or somebody.
Uh-huh. Or hey, me. I am super funny.
Or me.
People laugh at me.
Anyway. They do laugh at you. I laugh at you quite a bit. So next up is Melly with her show, which is, I can't remember the name of it. Last Voice Singing?
Oh, yeah. I think that sounds right.
Let's listen to that.
Okay.
Uh,
I'll go tally the votes. Once the votes are read, the judgment is final. The person voted out will be asked to leave the tribal council area immediately. And now I'll read the votes. First vote. Melly. Off tempo. Melly. Good energy, dog, but pitchy. That's two votes, Melly. One vote left. Melly. No creativity.
What?
You missed out on points for creativity, man. Otherwise, it would have been epic. That's three votes, Melly. That's unanimous. Fourth person voted out of Sing It Season 10, Melly. Bring me your microphone, Melly.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
The judges have spoken.
Good luck, guys.
And that's how easily it happens, folks, and that makes things very unpredictable. Grab your microphones and head back to the studio. Good night.
I should have seen it coming. I guess I got too comfortable. No, you know what? They're wrong. Off-tempo pitching. Okay, maybe. But creativity? Oh, hell no. You know what? I'll show them creativity. Sing it? Ha, sing what? Star? More like not star. We'll need something else. Something new. Something different. Something by me. I can host a show. The show will be called The Last Voice Singing, and they'll compete in groups. And it'll be something different and new, and they can win the title of The Last Voice Singing. Maybe I do need some help.
All right. I think starting the intro with me, Fred Bob, was a bad idea because he's so mellow.
Oh my God, such a bad idea.
I think he has a lot to the show, but the very first thing I hear, I don't want to be like an evil hypnotist sounding person. It's like he's trying to hypnotize me. I like the storyline, I like the mixing, and I like the intro. It kept me interested overall. I think that you could, you know, you're like, maybe I do need some help, and you could like use that to like kind of introduce whoever is with you
or something. You know, interestingly enough, I was thinking about that whole thing with me, Fred Bob. That music was so far in the background that like it just was disconnected from the thing. That music sort of just needed to engulf you. If that music engulfed you, it might have kept the energy up a little bit in there.
It was like a Survivor parody, so like I wanted like the Jeff Probst like tension, and it was just kind of, I think with me Fred doing it, it just kind of lost something for me. I have nothing against me Fred.
I agree. It was like, well, it's just like the first, it's like if the first thing you, it's just like, it's so hard to speak for me right now. I don't understand why it's hard. Okay, I think it's like when you, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
More like not star.
Not star.
That's my favorite part.
Well, thank you, Mel. You're the only one. I'm the only one on this team here that you didn't knock out in that little segment.
I'm like crying.
More like don't read to me.
No, okay, you guys don't understand. I was like trying to explain that hearing me, Fred, is like really difficult because like when you hear an intro, you're wanting to be excited. Like, I mean, I know sometimes it gets boring when I'm like, hello, all. But like at this point I do it because it's like funny and everybody's like, ha, there it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So it's like, I don't know, if it's not something like that, then I feel like you need to have something grabbing. And I feel like me, Fred, Bob wasn't grabbing.
You don't know that was me, Fred Bob. That could have been somebody using the me, Fred Bob voice changer from very PH tonight.
Very true.
But I have to say, though, this was a really interesting and... Uh-oh. Hello?
This is an interesting and uh-oh. Hello?
Oh, sorry. My Skype, like, skipped, and I thought maybe you guys dropped, but it's fine. This was a very interesting intro. I think it was very catching, And I really enjoyed, like, what Melly was saying about, like, not star and, like...
Yes, they got a real kick out of that.
Seeing what? Ha 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 ha. So funny. But I was like, I don't know. I think it was, like, there wasn't... I'm not really sure... Is your show, like, voting for people off? Like, do people... Because, like, on Survivor, they vote for, like, themselves. Like, they vote for someone on their team. So is the show the singers voting for other people? Or is it, like, listeners?
I don't think that the intro necessarily has to have, like, the rules of the show. I think a good... I think the intro... That's just me personally. I felt like the intro... I felt like the intro set a mood, and I felt like it went somewhere, and I felt like it kind of... It got me ready to hear it. I enjoyed the intro. Me personally.
No, I liked it a lot. I just, like... wasn't it got me confused about what your show is, but like I think maybe I was reading too much into it. So
I think the intro was catchy because it had such a link to Survivor, and there was this idea of like it was cute because of how it connected to that. But it definitely needed a little more energy to it. I mean, all around it needed a little more energy to it. There was a little lag in the middle there.
Yeah.
But I liked it
overall. Yeah, I mean, I'm being kind of nitpicky on it. It was good overall.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm being like nitpicky with the.
You're just being a bitch about it.
I think I'm just confused. I'm sorry. I think I don't know. I was like.
I'm waiting for a show where people are like, instead of going, well, I'm just being nitpicky, they'll just go, well, I'm just being an asshole. You
know? I know.
That's what nitpicky is a code for. I'm just being a douchebag for no reason.
I'm really bad. I'm like really inarticulate tonight.
Yeah, especially with the hands in front of your face.
Well, that was me saying I don't know what I'm trying to say. I was like, oh my god, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Here's the thing, though. There was that poll that we put up, and Melly Show won the poll. I'm just going to double check the final voting, but I'm pretty sure she won. Yeah, she won, so her show's immune this week. So she was
really? Oh, cool.
Well, I mean... I think her voice. I think this is a great show idea. I don't think
Rochelle,
I mentioned this.
Too late. You've already dug yourself a hole.
No, I really like her show idea. I would totally audition for it.
Let's just move on to Copper.
Fine.
You're just trying to. Did you already stop it?
No.
Because you're just trying to like.
You're voted off the island.
She's doing damage control in case she does audition. She doesn't want them to hate her.
Yeah.
All right, Copper's up next.